Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba po di ba ha da woo da si sa.
The twins. A ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
Okay, I realized something when we were watching, when I was watching this episode. Michael or Mike.
Or yeah.
Mike Benz, blue hair troll. Mike is the Che Diaz of Darcy and Stacy. No one really likes him, but he's there just to shake some shit up and just to make normal characters behave in a different way.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's resoundingly hated by the audience. Now, I don't even watch And Just Like That. I just know who Che Diaz is.
There, you're correct in this. I have watched And Just Like That. I plan on watching all of it, and you are correct.
So you've seen the episodes with Che Diaz. Is it as grown? Is it as like hard to watch as people have said?
It's just Che Diaz is very woke, and like we're.
I can handle that though, but I don't like.
But also, kind of just preachy. I'm only on. I've only watched the first three. So
okay.
It just seems like Che Diaz is there to just make SJP or Carrie look just old and
right.
Just not informed. Which she
but
is older, not
Sara Amir is the actress, the actor, I guess now. Sara Amir is they are not that old. Or they're not young.
Young. And I like them as an actor. I don't love Che, and
I feel for them because that character has gotten so much hate.
It just seems like they you know what it is? That character honestly has to do so much heavy lifting for to try to like it really you really feel like it's on that character to
explain the 2021
to explain 2021 to this show, because the other characters are better because they're just writing. They're like, okay, we need to bring in women of color to the show because everyone's fucking white, because everybody was fucking white 20 years ago on television wrongly. And so, but the other actors that they bring in that are of color, they're telling human stories.
Well, here's a hint to writers out there. Don't write characters to give you heavy lifting of a story. No one will like them. That's across the board.
No, and that's why I brought that up. Whereas Parker, Nicole, I think it's Parker. And then,
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's an actor. And then I do love Karen Pittman. Karen Pittman was on, she was on Luke Cage, and I loved her on Luke Cage. So, but I just feel like those characters are just, they're human characters and they're Black. It's not like they happen to be Black. Like they make that part. They're just so much more fully formed. So, but I'm still not mad because they killed Big and I hate Big. So spoiler alert, but if you don't know that by now, I can't help you.
You should know that. I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going to watch it now. So I'll never watch it.
I don't think watching, And Just Like That honestly has anything to do really with Sex and the City. I still think everybody should, I think Sex and the City was still really important for what it did, and it really changed a lot of things. And
what did it do? I'm just curious. I don't really know.
I think I feel like in a way, I wonder if our show is connected that in some way, because we are very sex positive on this show. And
never watched it.
I know, but I think what that show did for the culture of women being able to celebrate mm-hmm. their sexuality, you got to think of like Miranda was a full on what we quote unquote, what we would say slut in old. And she really turned that on its head and everybody.
No, Kim Cattrall, not Miranda. What are you talking about?
Oh, Kim Cattrall. Sorry. Kim
no,
Cattrall.
Samantha.
Okay. Samantha. Sorry. I said Miranda.
Even I know that. And I didn't watch the show.
Samantha was a quote unquote slut. And she made that. That character was so well written and she played her so well. Women wanted to be her and she was celebrated and for being sex positive. And that's something that you and I really value. And we really try to bring sex positivity to our show. So
I could see that it might have helped that, but I have no connection to that show. So that's why
you probably must have not had any girlfriends at the time who watched it that wanted you.
No,
to watch
I did.
It. That's how I got into it.
I had people who wanted me to watch it with them, but I was just not interested. The puns really bothered me. The Samantha puns really bothered me.
Yeah,
I'm not a pun fan.
It's a great show. It was parts of it are dated, but I think some shows are timeless. Some shows are more topical, and topical shows. Y'all, like, I'm sure if we listen to old podcasts of us from 10 years from now, we're going to be like, wow, that's really dated what we're saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah.
This is Darcy and Stacey. Fuck this. Yeah. Why did we? I said Che Diaz.
It's not like True Blood, where don't watch any of True Blood because the ending's so bad. They're separate things. But anyway.
No,
but
I mean, yes, it was a...
Mike is the Che Diaz of Darcy and Stacey.
Yeah.
I agree.
I guarantee you, if Mike has fans,
he does.
I want to meet them.
I don't think Darcy and Stacey are even fans anymore.
Yeah. It was kind of weird how it went off the rails.
I like that this show comes in hot at the beginning, literally, with Darcy just going, my feet. Burning her in the sand.
They are at the beach with Shannon's family. Hashtag family.
And you know that Stacey said, Florian, pick me up. And Florian picked her up, but nobody was there to pick up Darcy.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, Darcy didn't pick up Stacey. No. Did you? So, y'all, they're sitting around and they're talking. I'm just going to be crass. Speaking of sex positivity, did you notice the bulge in Georgie's shorts when he was sitting?
Yes, I did notice that.
Oh,
just my this big snake. Old, just this big old mound of uncut penis.
Y'all, it's quite substantial.
Yeah, it is. Ooh. Like I said before, it's not Ooh. Pretty. Oh. But sometimes you don't need pretty to do a ugly job. You know what I mean?
You don't need your dentist to be pretty. Sometimes you just need a good cleaning.
When I have sex, it's not pretty. Let's just say that.
I don't think anyone ever did. I don't think it ever looked like something from a Titanic. Or
quite
like,
messy.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
got to get out the the rubber sheets.
Yeah, I don't think it's like the Blue Lagoon.
I don't think they had sex, did they?
Didn't they have sex and she got pregnant?
I thought they were brother and sister.
No! No! They fuck!
Am I thinking the Return to the Blue Lagoon? I don't think I've seen either of those movies. Wait, I thought one of them was a brother.
Wait. You're telling me as a gay man in the 80s, you didn't see...
I was a child in the 80s.
I was too, but you never went to your local video store for me, Video Advantage or Lone Grove Video, and rented the Blue Lagoon.
No.
Hot man, young adult who was shirtless the whole time and just his own.
No. I never saw it.
I don't know you.
Why would that have been something that we watched? Because it was a drama. And why would I want to watch a drama as a child?
Because he was didn't have any clothes on. He was just.
But I'm saying, why would I have chosen that?
It's the same reason why my brother as a teenager wanted to watch Basic Instinct. He doesn't want to watch a show about women killing husbands or whatever. He wants to see someone's gooch and he wants to pause it on the VCR and look and say, Matthew, can you see it? And I'm like, no, Bubba, I don't see it. And in my head, I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
I really loved the story and the film noir aspects of Basic Instinct as a teenager. But I think I was pretty singular in that. And the San Francisco kind of milieu and all the different places they were.
You're trying to rile me
and
up.
And the fashion.
And I'm not taking the bait, and we're moving on, you tramp.
I actually really did like it. I saw that movie at my cousin's house.
It is not a good movie. No.
I enjoyed it.
No.
Why do you think it's not a good movie?
I can't talk to you about this. You're trying to do what I do and rile me up.
I'm actually not. I don't know why. We never talked about this. You didn't like that movie?
I'm moving on. You're okay. Ridiculous.
I don't know why. I thought it was a very perfectly good film noir. Like at the end when she's got the ice pick and she chooses not to use it.
This is going to be a long show.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the problem is.
Thanks a lot, Che Diaz. You were here to interrupt our show, too.
All right. Let's get on to this. Obviously, you have something to process with Basic Instinct. I didn't know that was not a movie you liked.
You need to watch The Blue Lagoon and just process it as it and be like, boy, really, this really could have been part of my sexual awakening. Although now it's creepy because you're old and he's young.
Thank you. Anyway, they're talking about they're going to play volleyball. The kids are playing volleyball, and I wrote down, "Oh my god, these terrible horsehair extensions in the sun are just ridiculous.
They're not great, and they're not good at all." And then Shannon says. She looks over at Darcy and she's like, you know, I could see a little bit of Georgie in your ex. And did you see Darcy's face just kind of go,
yeah. And they cue to Stacey. She's like, yep. She's looking like this. She's like, yep. It's that,
totally.
It's that Stacey smug face that she puts on. She's like, yep. Yep.
You're right.
That's what I've been saying.
And then, Stacy or Darcy, y'all, Darcy has never talked about her past really before.
No.
She was married 8 years and they got married in New York City. And she said he lacked some things that really mattered. Meaning,
like motivation, financials.
She said it very well. She said it very PC to say he lacked the motivation financially to get ahead. Y'all, that means he didn't want to get a job.
Yep.
That's what that means. And now she's going, oh, fuck, am I in a pattern of a man? And y'all, they even looked the same. I guess he was like a gymnast, had long hair.
Yeah.
And she was like, literally, you saw Darcy go, wait a second. Whoa.
And Shannon's like, is that a trigger for you? And she's just like, I like it was Stacey's like, yep, that's what I said. That's what I said. It's a trigger for her. Just rubbing salt.
Just, yes.
God, there's nothing like seeing Stacey go out of her way to step on her sister's neck.
It's true. But then it's just, it's kind of, y'all, Shannon's like the Silva whisperer, because then Shannon says, well, maybe things with Georgie are bothering you even more. They're not even about Georgie. They're about your past and bringing up old wounds. Again, this is why Darcy should go to therapy. We all should, but yes.
And in Stacey's defense, she's like, I gotta say, I'm impressed with Georgie. Georgie's been doing what he should do, spending time with the kids. He's impressing me. So who
put
knows?
In the effort.
And there's a kind of a forgettable scene with Aniko and Aspen playing volleyball and the oldest kid, Ray Ray.
How old is Ray Ray again?
We can't talk about him. He's Aniko's age, was like 15.
Oh, wait, he's in high school. No. I thought he's a senior. He's a senior.
Again, no.
I just want to say he'll be an attractive man when he's 30. With those piercing eyes.
Stop! Stop it! I don't like this area. And so they're talking about it, and I don't think Ray Ray is ready for prime time on television.
No.
It's not really delivering his lines the way he should. Yeah, not really ready to go to college. I guess it's good that y'all like really interrogated him though, because those questions you need to know.
Yeah, this is not the version of Our Town that on the we wanted to see.
No, this is no Emily and George for the 21st century. So anyway, they're swimming. I was struck by Florian's body. We have not seen Florian shirtless in a while.
And it's not
girl is working on his body.
He's very ripped. I wanted to see more of Georgie because he's more of my type. And Florian is really your type. You really are Stacey, and I really am Darcy.
Yeah, I like him a little. I don't like him that big. I don't. It's too hulky.
Ooh,
hulky.
I love a hulking man. Just wrap me up and fuck. Just wrap me up.
Gross.
And fuck. Wrap me up.
What does that mean? Wrap me up and fuck?
I said it. I said that a long time. I said that. I was overstimulated into my old roommate, the one you know, Karen. I thought that guy could wrap me up and fuck. I don't know what that, but he can. He can wrap me up.
I don't know what it means.
Fuck.
So they are, at the end, Georgie's going to get some food because they're going to have, Mike is coming. Yeah. And
Michael, we don't know. It's interchangeable.
Well, they call him Mike sometimes.
But he was very insistent on being called Michael.
Anyway, well, the way you do this, you guys, if someone's calling your name, like he always says, he's like, he shows up and he's like, they're like, he's like, sir. And he's like, he says like, what's my name? What's my name? No, you say, hey, I know you're saying Mike. Can you, it's actually, can you say Michael? In a non-dickish way.
We're going to get to Mike, but first I want to say, y'all, Georgie played with fire when he was a kid.
Ooh. Yeah, he did. He's like, throws lighter fluid, which is way too much lighter fluid, y'all. Way too much. I guarantee you that chicken tasted like lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid, yep.
Yeah. And I like Darcy goes, with his hair, be careful.
With his hair, this product. It's going to go poosh.
No, it's not the product. It's your fake horse hair's extensions.
Yeah.
yeah. So they...
So Michael shows up. And then I think Georgie is really
with
all of
yellow us. Chains around his neck.
Y'all,
and
so,
a little charm. Did you see the little charm that was like a dark crystal shard?
It's a... Y'all, he has different colors of chains to go for every day of the outfit. If you notice, when we see him later, it's a different chain. He just got a bunch of those plastic chains. He's trying to make this a thing. He looks like just... What's that rapper who you said the big clock that did that thing for that...
Flavor Flav?
No, is it Flavor Flav?
Flavor Flav had the big clock.
Not Flavor Flav. Who's also the guy who did Humpty Dance? I think he had said...
Biz Markie?
Is that who was that?
I don't know.
I thought Biz Markie was a town in Canada. I didn't know that.
You and I are both here's Biz Markie.
Shock G. That's what I was like. Shock G. My name is Humpty. But you're right. I'm thinking of Flavor
Humpty Dance.
Yeah.
No, Just a Friend was Biz Markie.
Oh, that's a good song.
Oh, baby, you.
Oh, my God.
His vocals.
Did you realize the guy who sang the Humpty Hump? I always thought he wore glasses, and I went, wow, he has a really huge nose. And I realized he was wearing a fake nose.
Oh, come on. Everyone knew that.
I didn't know he wore a fake
obvious.
Nose. I thought I was like, God, his nose is so big.
No, but oh my God.
He really has a small nose in real life as I'm looking online.
We need to move on. You sound ridiculous.
I didn't know that.
How did you not know that?
Anyway.
Well, this is also the same person who thought that Chelsea Handler's last name was Lately.
I thought it was Chelsea Lately for a long time.
Mike is a terribly styled person.
He is. In fact, my favorite line is when he walks up and Georgie says, I've never in my life seen these kind of things. It's really ugly. Yes, Georgie. Yes.
And he's like, so these are the dudes. These are the dudes. And already he's like, Michael's like kind of possessive of the twins. He's like, yeah. He's like, you're with these goddesses. Look at these goddesses.
Goddesses. And they're like, hey, Florian's just kind of sitting there and looking at him. Florian says, y'all, Mike doesn't get that Florian has a different translation because Florian says, I wait for this day.
That which is, I wait for day. But it's not.
And
but
Mike's like, I'm so flattered.
No, he was being sarcastic. Yeah.
That's not what he means, you idiot.
And anyway, so Georgie's cooking, and then Michael is already aggro. He's like, hey,
all green.
Can I get your attention, sir? Can I get your attention?
Oh, Georgie, let's toast. Georgie, come toast. Everybody, he's bullying. It's right from the get-go.
This kind of behavior for men, especially straight men, gets on my every nerve and triggers the shit out of me.
I wonder, not a good guy.
Do men think that this is especially sexy for women?
Some men maybe do. And I think some men.
I just think of all the bullies who yelled at me in childhood.
I know some women in my life that are attracted to men like this, and it's because they realize
they need
they
to process
have,
that.
Well, for the three of them, I'm thinking of three of them, and all three of them actually, as I'm talking, they all three have like really overbearing, kind of dickish fathers, especially.
Oh boy!
So it's like what you're used to, but and y'all. I'm going to give Mike a little bit of credit. You know, I'm calling fraudacity.
Oh, tell us how.
I think Michael is clearly here just to be drama.
I agree.
I thought you were going to say
something else.
But no, I mean, in that it's like, I think it's a bit of a scripted hand in this. And even more so, like later on when they said they're going with him, just the guys, I went, okay. Mike's getting paid to be here. Like, this is kind of the whole point of this. I think they were just like, Darcy and Stacey needed to go to Miami. And the producers, you know, were like, well, it's not enough just for you to go to Miami for the fashion show. We've got to work this Georgie Darcy storyline. How do we do that?
And I don't understand what he thinks is going to happen when he says to these men he doesn't even know, so, dudes, these are like my sisters. I need you to like treat them good. And yeah. I'm like, you have spent no emotional labor talking to me or getting to know me.
None at
all.
What
do you think is going to happen?
Yes. It's like when I tell you, I get upset when fathers meet their daughter's fiance on 90 Day Fiance for the first time. And they say, what are your intentions with my daughter? I'm like, you just fucking met this guy.
Right.
Meet the guy. Now, some of them only meet the guy once before they get married, but that's a whole other ball of wax. But
they're saying things like, even Darcy and Stacey are like, he's like, these are my sisters. I'm like, why have we never heard of you?
Yeah, he's like,
in
come
two
sit, Georgie.
Previous seasons.
We've never heard of your sisters. And even Georgie even says, like, you don't even know what's going on. And Georgie's like, this is a poodle move. Of where we said, I can't come sit down. I'm cooking.
Cooking. Have you ever cooked?
Yeah. When Poodle throws a dinner party, he's not sitting down to talk to you.
No, no, no. We'll sit down and I'll be a little annoyed because something didn't come out just perfect. And I'll probably like drink myself into being drunk later because I'll be upset about. And then try to probably hit on your husband.
And that's been every Thanksgiving for me for the last 8 years.
Yep. Too bad. That's the way it goes.
Sorry, husbands, because some of them accepted.
Sorry. And then I fall asleep early.
And you fall asleep early. Michael's like, man, he's a tough dude. I'm like, no, he's not. And Florian's like, please, no, sir. We talked about this, and I think we were right. We both wondered, would Florian take up for Georgie or not? And
yes.
Florian did, and it warmed my heart
and,
that they're like—
Florian kept saying, sit, sit, sit. And then, y'all, then Michael's like, well— You know, that makes him want to like come over right there and take care of you real quick. And then Georgie said something.
Okay.
He said, come take care of me. And my dick moved.
Y'all.
My dick moved. Not a little bit, like a lot. Yeah.
Mine totally came up like a cobra coming out of a basket. Just
mine went, what girl? What girl?
What? Y'all.
Hey,
Georgie doesn't give a fuck.
No.
And he knows he can defend himself. And I know it's brutish. I know it's maybe archaic, but this visceral reaction of seeing a man saying, you want some of me? Come at me is hot.
But it was done in such a way. It's very different than saying, well, come fucking fight me. It's very different.
No, yeah. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
I'm just going to sit there going, I'm just jerking it. But I want to say it was the complete aggro reaction of, I know I can take you. She's like, oh, and the very overconfident arrogance of Michael saying, I'm going to show you, like, come take care of you over there. And he's like, show me how to take care of me. And it was just like, it had such confidence. Sure. And calmness
and stillness. Yeah. And he doesn't have to buck up and bow up and like bump chest.
And y'all, anyway. Georgie never let him see you sweat. Never let Georgie see him. Georgie was like, yeah. And they're like, back the fuck up. And Mike was acting like an idiot. And
Florian, no, stop. No, stop. See it. No, Georgie.
No fight. And then y'all, Georgie just says, I'm done with this. This is a charade. I'm going to the car.
And Florian even says, Georgie, I'm here for you. He does say that.
Right.
Which I thought. And Darcy's in just sitting there going, I'm shocked. Because y'all, Darcy and Stacey don't say a word.
No.
And I do want to say one thing. And we'll take a break after this. But you're so right. Georgie never really loses it. He stays calm. The only person that gets to him and kind of makes him not lose his shit, but kind of lose his cool is Darcy.
Yeah, and not doing anything and her inaction. Yep.
Which maybe says something about how much he cares about her or shows dysfunction. But
And I want to say to the next day, we should take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself,
never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Okay, so it's the next day. And Darcy's like, well, Georgie was really closed off after our last night. And she's like, so what a talk? It's like, about what? You know, it's, and he says, he's like, you know, the thing about it is you talk with your friends. And he's like, Darcy says, I didn't mean to treat you that way. And he's like, the problem here is you talk to your friends when something isn't good between us. Only talk about the bad stuff.
The good stuff.
You only complain about me, and you never say, you only talk about the bad things in our relationship. No wonder no one likes me.
No one like, he said, I felt very alone.
Yeah.
Like myself.
Yo, this is communication.
This is really good communication. And Darcy actually says, I should have defended him. She's like, that was a bit of a fail for me on my end. And
that's growth. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Y'all, it's a small
bit of growth, but it's growth.
Y'all, you have to be very careful when you're in a relationship, who you talk to and who you tell. Like, I have certain friends that I know, like, if shit's going on with my partner, I can tell them the bad stuff and they're still going to love or like my partner just the same. But there's a lot of friends, but if you go around Darcy and Stacey tell everybody everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so Georgie is 100% right. They don't really, the only time Georgie said, or Darcy said, he said anything kind of good is she'll say to like Shannon people now, she'll say, well, yeah, Georgie, he's doing better. He's making steps, but only he's doing better because he was so, it's vague, and he's doing better because he was so shitty before.
Right.
So anyway, y'all, that, just take that advice of, not that you can't talk to people about your relationship, but just know that, or if you're the friend people are talking to, yeah, what a great, I was shocked. This was an actual, whoa, this relationship made a growth.
Moment. I think it's okay to talk about unfortunate things that happen or things that are not good with certain friends. And I don't think that you always should be thinking that your friends should like whoever you're with. It should be, you want them to be kind of, you don't necessarily want them to always take up for your partner. But I think you want someone to have a complete, the whole picture.
Yes. But
so you should tell them good things.
But I just want to say, I think, yeah, you should tell them the whole picture. I don't want my friends to, well, I guess I do want my friends a lot, but I want my close friends to know that I'm just, that I'm happy. I think, but nobody thinks Darcy's happy because she's never talked about her happiness with Georgie. So,
well, I think part of that is we don't talk about when we're happy in a relationship, we rarely talk about it.
I tried the other day. No. I said, Poodle, I said, I was so happy the other day with my boyfriend. And he just looked at me and said, I don't want to hear it.
Well, you're really basic, so I don't want to hear any of it. You just talk about going to Panera and getting split in a salad or some shit. And then he brings you a chocolate chip cookie. And I'm just like,
so
who the fuck does that? Who cares? No, don't ever tell me any of that shit because it's boring.
It's true.
So
Darcy says to him, she apologizes. And she said, I should have had your back. And then Georgie said, well, I hope this isn't foreshadowing y'all. But Georgie says, well, I hope this is the last time because I don't want to do this again a couple of months from now and talk about the same thing. I just want to say, y'all.
No, that's what's happened before. That's
why he's
saying it.
I know. I said, I just hope it's not foreshadowing that it happens again.
Right.
Because he'll be really pissed. Especially, he's going to be really pissed because, y'all, what did Darcy say was Georgie's big problem? That he didn't talk and open up to her. He just did that.
Right.
This is a big deal that he did that. And then they have this thing. George is like, well, you don't trust. And she's like, I trust you. I trust you, Georgie. Georgie, catch me. Catch me, Georgie.
Then it's like trust falls.
Catch me. Are you going to catch me? You going to catch me, Georgie? George.
I catch you.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to lean back. You're going to have to catch me. And she like kind of leans back. And he kind of halfway catches her, although I was turned on because he caught her basically with one arm.
With one arm, yeah. I think, ooh. And then she's like, so, can you get Florian go hang out with Mike? This is total production.
This is totally initiated by production.
They're going to go to the Everglades, and of course, Georgie says, we can feed him to the alligators. It's so interesting, you guys, because I think most of the time when producers set something up for a new character to join, like a Cousin Oliver, if you will, you either have a gut feeling about it, or you've run test groups about something. Do we like this person? I have a feeling Mike wasn't vetted at all. He's terrible. He's a douche. Huge douche.
He's also not. Again, can we actually talk about the gator ride since we're talking about them so much? And then we'll get back to the model show, which I enjoyed that very much. They go, this poor gator man, Kyle from Cray Cray shared a meme. The Georgie and Florian are sitting there, and Florian is like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
Yeah. If he like talk that. nice. If he talk bad, it'd be bad.
So Mike finally shows up, y'all.
He's late.
Georgie points that out. They don't even like, they're not even trying. Like, they don't want to be there at all.
And Mike's doing Insta stories, going, hey, I'm in the fucking Everglades,
He keeps, like, on the boat. He's, like, nodding his head. Y'all, he's just trying to give good show. He wants to be on a reality TV show, and he's trying to give good TV. Meanwhile, it's so fucking funny because Georgie and Florian don't give a flying rat's ass and are just sitting there kind of waiting for just something to happen and not acknowledging him at all.
Right.
And Mike says, well, you know, someone's got to apologize. I don't really want it to be me.
Oh.
But he realizes that these guys aren't going to apologize to him because they weren't wrong.
You will not be the first to say something with an Eastern European. They will freeze you the fuck out.
Especially if they know they're not wrong because they're not wrong.
Right.
I like Georgie. This Michael Bluehair showed up and fucked up everything.
And Florian even says, I don't know you. You don't know me. And the twins are different people than when you knew them.
That tells me he hasn't been involved in their lives very much, y'all.
No, he still thinks they're 25.
This is not a Debbie and Raina.
Oh, God. Bring them to Miami.
Please.
Oh, I'm loving the swimwear. Loving all the swimwear ducks.
I want to see an alligator. I really like that book about that one Lyle. Can I give him a hug?
Lyle the crocodile.
Yeah, he's sweet. I read that to my kids. That's until they left home for college. Not alone.
Thanks, Raina.
You're welcome.
So you want to talk about the model shoot?
We should say, I wrote, this guy's a clout chaser.
Totally. Because, that's exactly what it is.
Because Michael's like, let's just humble ourselves. It's about vibes now, bro. It's about vibe now. It's vibes. And Georgie says to him, well, what you did was disrespectful. And we were here having a good time and you kind of fucked things up. And Michael's like, I'm glad you voiced that. I'm really glad you voiced that. Y'all, he's just a walking meme.
If there's one word that we could retire, that we could have retired in 2021, I wish it was vibes.
We're going to get more of it because, y'all, this
blind,
is a great.
Fucking Love is Blind.
Y'all, Love is Blind is back. It's back on February 12th.
We live in this culture where we are afraid to describe something And we're all like mutually assenting, like, yeah, we're like, it's like all vibes. And no one really knows what it means. And it's better that we don't, because then we might differ in opinions and we might actually have something to say. Because we actually have a difference of opinion and we might actually have to talk to one another.
Well, I also think it's a vulnerability thing, because if I say they felt that way and their opinion was a difference of opinion, then I'm
exactly
asserting my opinion without even telling you. It's the same thing of, it's when people say things like, we see this all the time on reality TV, where they say, he got me feeling like they got me feeling some type of way. That drives me crazy, because no, you don't want to say, or you're saying, oh, like I saw on a show the other day, they're like, yeah, he's acting some kind of way. And I'm like, no, say that he's acting like an asshole. Say he's being jealous. Say, well,
that's an AAVE expression that goes some type of way.
What's AAVE? I don't know what that is.
African American Vernacular.
Ah. So, well, white people are now
I know, co-opted. I know, but I mean, that, just so you know where that comes from.
Okay, so I don't want to disgrace like a culture, but I will say it doesn't, but I don't know where that, but it doesn't describe anything.
It is kind of an empty phrase.
It's an empty phrase. So, and why people don't say that? You got enough shit of your own.
I think people who are saying it either don't know they're doing it, or they're not aware that it's specifically that. Feeling some type of way about it.
I guess we think differently, though, because we're on basically radio. So I try to be descriptive so people know what we're saying. But
anyway. my whole life is about trying to be as descriptive as possible so people will understand me. So you know how I feel about this kind of vibe check or blah blah blah. It makes no. It's all so we can coexist on this. This, like, we can all float on top of the water without ever actively saying something.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's where we are now.
And I
yay!
Just, yeah, Michael is that. Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about the model shoot. I can't wait for this fashion show. I think it's going to be the ridiculous, but also the kind of the heart that we love of Darcy and Stacey, because y'all, nothing is better than when Darcy, nothing is more stressful to them. And also nothing's more, dare I say, empowering when Darcy and Stacey are working on something together.
I agree. And I think.
So I'm excited for this.
They're at their most quotable Instagrammy too.
Yes.
And
it's, yeah, go ahead.
They were saying Aspen and Aniko are going to walk. They're like, it's our company. It's a legacy. They're going to have it. And
now, Darcy does say at the beginning, we're wearing a vibe.
She does. And so they're saying things like, the models are here. You don't have to be like gorgeous. It's all about the way your confidence. Feel good brand. We're like, you're walking the money.
Walking the money.
Angel wings.
It's not about the outside. It's about the inside. And I.
All about the energy.
Oh, I just got chills. So, y'all, they're only bringing their team the day before, because remember, Daddy Silva came down and said, I'm not paying for this.
I'm not paying for your team to come down.
So the
early
budget only allows for 3 nights in a hotel for their team.
Wow.
So I get, you know what? I respect that. And so I love that Darcy's like, this is our brand. We want that. Now, see, I think this is cool. And it might seem cheesy, but like Darcy says, you know, for our models, we want personality. We want owning your worth. And Stacey's like, an energy. We want energy. And Zoe, one of the models, says, like, most model, because I was watching this, honestly, I was on it watching this and judging and being like, this is not the way a model shoot works.
Right.
Like, you're going to think this is so unprofessional. And exactly, it was the total opposite of Zoe saying, this is nothing like I've ever, these normally are so cold. They're so nice. I'm so excited. I hope I get this job tomorrow, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun and they're hilarious.
I totally agree. I just want to rain on your parade just a little bit by the fact that these models have already been curated by agencies and these are the most beautiful people that they had. So it's not about energy. I understand what they're saying. But
it's about energy to Darcy and Stacey. But it's
right.
Not
but I'm saying these people were also cast to be on the show to be in this model shoot.
I get, yeah. So I get that. But I know it's like a commercial actor. Like there's some casting directors that I go into and some of them are just very like by the book. And there's some that actually are interested and I don't need to be babied on shoot, but they at least like make it fun and they kind of cut the bullshit.
You meant the vibe in the room. Oh, I thought you were talking about this all energy that it's not the prettiest person.
No, I'm talking about Zoe, talking about just the vibe of Darcy and Stacey. And
no, that was great. I thought you were talking about that it didn't matter what you looked like or blah, blah, blah.
Yes, agent submitted these people. Yeah,
right.
I'm talking about Zoe.
No, the vibe was great because they were just being funny. They were just being ridiculous.
And they're being themselves and so anyway, I just thought it made me excited, and then Aspen walked on it. Whatever, you see that, and that's kind of it. But it is, y'all, when you watch this, it's worth watching because Darcy and Stacey are so excited. They're like fucking cheerleaders to these models that we don't know. Like, the models are just walking where they're clothes, and Darcy and Stacey are like, Oh, yeah!
Get your money! Attitude.
Get your money.
Keep inspiring.
Yeah. It's a moment. It's a deal.
Fabulous. FAB. Very Miami. Very resort wear.
Resort. Miami. Sorry, I just combined shows.
It was just madness.
It was madness, and I loved it. And I think that next week when Florian and Georgie try on swimsuits, if we don't get to see Georgie in a banana hammock, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think we're going to see both of them in tiny things, and neither of them want to wear it. That is the show.
I want to see it.
Big news. I just dropped, if you're on our Patreon, I just dropped a Patreon poll for the month of February. And the three shows that, you are choose from, y'all, these are all winners. You know, I say that all the time. These are all cringe tier. This is a cringe poll. The first is a show called Love Off the Grid, which is from the producers of 90 Day Fiancé.
That's sharp, yeah.
People in love with people who are off the grid. Strange, eccentric people. And it's a cast of characters, let's say that. The next is, and this was a cringe tier show I've been watching and following, and I can honestly say I watched it all of it with my mouth open. Adults Adopting Adults on A&E. My God. Oh, and Love Off the Grid is on Discovery Plus. And the third is called Like Mother, Like Daughter. And that's on OWN and Discovery Plus. And it's mother-daughter pairs kind of fighting and saying the most awful things. And you're just like, wow, that happened? Tell me more about it.
Well, some of our sissies might be traumatized. It might be too real life on that one.
Well, it's losing.
The top two
Adults Adopting Adults and Love Off the Grid are going head to head. And like I said in the post, if either of the top two doesn't get chosen, it's gonna whatever that one wills we would put in the rotation again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited about both of those shows. Also, if you haven't, y'all, this episode's it's dropping on Tuesday before but you also might want to listen to our Below Deck episode because we have a special announcement on Below Deck.
Yes.
That's coming about our live show in Los Angeles.
We have a guest podcast joining us.
And we'll be announcing that on the Below Deck episode. So be sure to listen to that. Oh, wait, no, this is Darcy and Stacey. This comes out on Wednesday, too. Because
yes, we can announce it. Y'all, we have Katie and Kimberly from Date with Dateline joining us. They do 90 Day and Love After Lockup on their Patreon, but they mostly do Dateline episodes. They're very funny.
Not Zoom, not virtual, y'all.
No, they're going to be live in living color with us in downtown Los Angeles at the Regent Theater in person.
On February 27th, you can go to our Linktree link to get the links for that. Take an Uber or a Lyft. Sorry, yeah, Poodle.
I don't want them walking around. Y'all, Katie and Kimberly aren't going to be walking around the Regent late at night.
No.
Take an Uber.
Don't park your car close.
No.
But it's a beautiful theater, beautiful in a historic downtown Los Angeles. So we're very excited about that. Also, Portland and Seattle, we're coming at you in March. Let us know. Woo-hoo! We would love to see y'all there. And other shows too in the queue. Just go to our Linktree link. Any other? No, I think that's it. Go to our Twitter, Instagram, y'all, TikTok, y'all. Follow us on TikTok at Reality Gaze.
I will say, on Wednesday, or no, I think we're going to start probably on Thursday. We can announce it kind of now. We have a big interview that we scored with someone from the 9-Day Universe.
It is. So we're going to start giving you teases for that.
Huge. No,
that's all you can say. Don't you say anymore.
Sorry.
Don't you say anymore.
And we can't wait. We can't wait to share it.
It's someone very exciting. So
yes.
we're excited about it. All right, everybody.
Someone, I'm not giving a clue when I say, hey, Fran. Y'all, we would never interview Paul.
Never, ever, ever. So
it's anyway, Lori Vallow. Lori Vallow.
Okay, y'all.
I'm going to ask all the hard-hitting questions.
Y'all, and you know what? We really worked hard getting this interview. It took months and months of planning.
It did take months. Yeah.
But you know, what was the number one reason? Why did we get this interview? What did we do?
Oh, I know what we did.
We manifested it. See you next week, y'all.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.